signaling support. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. The Biden administration speaking out as Chinese citizens protest Xi Jinping's strict COVID restrictions.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says President Biden and other White House officials are keeping track of protests breaking out in China.
The president's not going to speak for protesters around the world. They're speaking for themselves.
Kirby reiterated U.S. support for peaceful protest.
We've said, you know, lockdown is not a policy that we support here. But obviously there are people in China that have concerns about that, and they're protesting that, and we believe they should be able to do that peacefully.
COVID was discussed, U.S. officials say, during a meeting between President Biden and Chinese President Xi earlier this month. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the administration's position hasn't changed when it comes to President Biden's student loan forgiveness program.
He's going to continue to fight for a plan that's going to help close to 40 million Americans across the country. And let's not forget, 90% of them are making less than $75,000 a year. That matters. That is a plan that is going to give people a little bit of breathing room.
Six Republican-led states have filed lawsuits over the plan, arguing President Biden overstepped his authority by putting the plan in place. The deadline approaching for lawmakers to come to a deal to avoid a government shutdown.
The best option for avoiding a shutdown, of course, is for Republicans to work with us on an omnibus, ensuring the federal government is fully prepared to serve the public in the next fiscal year.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, House Republicans are calling on their Senate colleagues to reject that plan. Wall Street stocks fell broadly as the protests spread in China over the country's continued COVID restrictions. The Dow lost 497, the Nasdaq off 176, the S&P minus 62. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
The man suspected of killing three members of a family in California and taking off with a teenage girl was a former Virginia State Trooper.
Austin Edwards was killed in a shootout with police Friday in San Bernardino County, California, after Riverside police say they spotted his car. He was suspected of killing Mark and Sherry Winnick inside their home, along with their daughter, Brooke. Riverside police say Lee had pretended to be a different person online and catfished Brooke's teenage daughter. He then drove from the East Coast, killed the teen girl's family, and left with her. After Edwards was shot and killed, the teenager was taken into protective custody. Riverside police say Edwards had worked for Virginia State Police. Virginia State Police told the Associated Press that Edwards became a trooper earlier this year until he resigned last month. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
A woman wants to sue for millions over mac and cheese she says takes longer to make than advertised.
There's a $5 million proposed class action lawsuit over Velveeta's microwavable mac and cheese cups with packaging declaring it's ready in 3.5 minutes, something the lead plaintiff says is simply not true if you account for tearing off the lid, adding water, and stirring in cheese sauce. Florida woman Amanda Ramirez, who says she has prepared Velveeta shells and cheese cups, is accusing Cheesy Cups maker Kraft Heinz of deceptive and unfair trade practices. The company is saying it's aware of what it calls a frivolous lawsuit and says it'll strongly defend against the allegations. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
The word of the year for 2022, according to Merriam-Webster, gaslighting, behavior that's considered manipulating or deceitful. Lookups of the word increased more than 1,700% over the year before, but Merriam-Webster says there was not a single event to spike the curiosity, as it usually goes with the chosen word of the year. Some of the other top words, oligarch, driven by Russia's invasion of Ukraine, and Omicron. I'm Lee Silasara. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.